This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1190, You and the Empathic Man, by Orna and Matthew Walters of creatinglovonpurpose.com. Hello, everybody. I am Greg Audino, your host and narrator. Hope everyone's eggnog hangover isn't too painful this morning. Hopefully all the presents and time together is enough to have all of you feeling good. And of course, hoping that it was a nice Christmas for those who celebrated. We're still doing our thing on ORD, providing you daily articles, so sit back and relax as we do what we do best, share another article for you that can help you strengthen your relationships as we optimize your life. You and the Empathic Man by Orna and Matthew Walters of creatinglovonpurpose.com. This week's question comes from Marcy. Dear Orna and Matthew, I've been dating a great guy for a few months, and he's really different from the type of man I've dated in the past. He clearly loves me deeply and has a sensitive heart. At times, I feel like he is so in tune with how I'm feeling, and it feels really incredible. The men I used to date didn't ever seem to care about me at all, really a bunch of insensitive jerks. I'm so grateful to have him in my life, and I don't want to do anything to lose him. So I'm writing to you for your help and advice. The problem is that sometimes it seems like he's not present with me at all. I can't get a sense of him. It's as if that sensitive heart he has is being taken from me. I can't ever predict when he is going to be like this. It has me feeling uncertain, and I begin to question whether he cares about me at all. And then, the next time I see him, he is his loving self again. I can't seem to reconcile his sort of hot and cold mood swings, but it feels unpredictable. I get angry and upset when he's like that. We've had several fights, and I'm afraid I'm pushing him away, coming across as too needy. What can I do to keep him? I love him so much, and yet I feel so confused. Ultimately, I'm starting to wonder if I can trust myself to know a good match for me. I think he is, and then I worry that he's not. Is there hope for us? I really want to know what you think. Dear Marcy, thanks for reaching out to us. We hear the pain you feel and the struggle you're going through. We have some thoughts that we believe can guide you in the right direction. As you've experienced, men come in all types and personalities. The man you're describing is not the typical masculine alpha male that we're led to believe so many women desire. The dance of the masculine and feminine comes in many different styles and flavors. It sounds like your man is empathic. The way you describe how in sync he is with you fits perfectly to someone who can read energy and at times can be right in tune with what is going on with you. When we speak of someone being empathic, we're describing a person who is extremely sensitive to the energy around them, feels very deeply, and also very in tune with other people's feelings. Oftentimes, people who are empathic have difficulty distinguishing their own feelings from someone else's. Many people, including supposed experts, mistakenly attribute empathic qualities to introverts only. However, extroverts can be just as empathic. Men and women can be equally empathic. However, they tend to have different strategies for dealing with how they cope with the intensity of feeling so much. The way you've described your man fits with what we know to be true about men who are empathic. They can be very sensitive and in tune with their partner. They can also become overwhelmed by their partner's emotions and feel the need to withdraw or check out regularly. It's likely that when he withdraws, he needs his own space to recharge and recalibrate himself. It's possible that he doesn't have the communication skills to share his needs with you. The first step for you is to not take his behavior personally. Be forewarned that this gets harder to do the longer you two are together. This is true of all intimate relationships. In the beginning, we see our partner's behaviors who they are. After a few years or decades together, the boundary lines get blurred, and we start to take our partner's behavior personally. It's imperative to remember in all of our relationships that how someone behaves informs you about who they are and what they're capable of. No one wakes up in the morning thinking, I wonder how my behavior will affect Marcy today. The second thing is to let go of your resistance to his behavior. You could say to him, I feel disconnected from you. Are you able to connect with me or do you need some space? When you communicate clearly about your own feelings, don't take his behavior personally, and allow him the space to do what he needs to do, then you can create the space for him to reconnect with you when he is available, the way that you most enjoy. No partner can be emotionally connected to you 24/7. No person can give you that. Plus, that's the recipe for a codependent relationship. In a lifelong partnership, it's important that both people individuate regularly and have a clear boundary between them. We liken this dance of the masculine and feminine to ballroom dancers. They come together to create a beautiful dance and still remain two different people, The boundary between them remains in place as they each provide different qualities and energies to create the one dance. You just listened to the post titled, You and the Empathic Man, by Orna and Matthew Walters of CreatingLoveOnPurpose.com. And thanks so much to Orna and Matthew for sharing their work with us today. Two Q&A episodes in a row here on ORD, huh? Not bad, not bad. It's pretty cool the way that they've framed Marcy's partner and given her a chance to look at him differently based on their estimates, isn't it? It sounds as though he likely does have a lot of empathy, assuming Marcy's able to describe him without any kind of delusion, which is hopefully the case. Either way, one of the best things Marcy can do as someone asking for advice about her relationship is what most people in a similar position can do, and that's asking her partner virtually the same thing she's asking of the person who she's seeking advice from. So it was nice to see Orna and Matthew support that, but I would probably recommend that she address this with him not when he's in a more distant mood, but when he's his usual self that she knows and loves. It's usually much easier and makes the other person feel much safer when we ask about certain struggles whilst not in the middle of them. It allows more of a chance for an honest evaluation that's not clouded by in-the-moment feelings. And this is especially true for this situation, since Marcy is talking about him not being present, which is obviously not a state of mind you can expect a super deep conversation to come in. So, take that with you, everybody. We're all done here, but I'm really glad you joined once again and listened until the end. Enjoy the rest of your Christmas weekend, and do be sure to join again tomorrow, where I will have a post for you from the Gottman Institute. That's where your optimal life awaits.